I'd always been kind of fascinated in Japanese life, you know. So I got a job, and the company that I worked for helped to find me an apartment and find me health insurance and things like that. I saved up money by working in a restaurant. I saved up my money to pay for my plane ticket. And so I had sort of a few months to prepare myself. I kind of learned some basic Japanese. I read up some books about Japanese culture, and then, you know, I kind of started to get myself ready. I didn't feel nervous at all. In fact, I was looking forward to it for the whole time. And then on the day when it came for me to leave, you know, I packed all my bags, and when I left, my mum was kind of upset because she was going to miss me, and she cried as I left. My dad took me to the airport. He took me to Heathrow Airport by car. Now, I'd already lived away from home for a few years, in fact, at university in Liverpool. So I already had experience of living away from home. And so, yeah, I felt fine. I didn't feel nervous or anything like that. I felt really confident until I got to the airport. And my dad dropped me off there at Heathrow Airport with my bags and said goodbye to me, and he left. And as soon as he left, I just suddenly felt really nervous and really scared. I was on my own. I was about to travel all the way around the world to a completely new country where I didn't speak the language really. I suddenly felt incredibly nervous. I'd never taken a long flight like that on my own. It was pretty awful, pretty weird, which was pretty strange. But I felt very nervous. I got on the plane and I had a very uncomfortable flight. Finally, eventually, the plane landed, and for some reason, as soon as the plane landed, I sort of felt okay. And we all got off the plane, got into the airport, and I realized, actually, no, this is all right. This is going to be fine. I kind of settled into my life in Japan, and it was fine. It was really great, in fact. The company that I worked for basically looked after me. They helped me find my apartment, helped to sort out health insurance and a mobile phone contract for me and things like that. So they looked after me, although they paid me peanuts. I mean, they didn't pay me very much. Paid me quite a low wage, particularly at the beginning on my probationary period. After about 6 months, I got a pay rise. But really, at that time, I didn't really know, to be honest, how to look after myself. I didn't eat a very balanced diet because I had hardly any money. I would often survive by eating cheap stuff that I didn't have to cook myself. For example, in Japan, they have these like little fast food places that sell bowls of rice and beef. It's called Gudon. They have a shop there called Yoshinoya, which I was quite fond of because it was...
Ahora dispone usted de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas.
I'd always been kind of fascinated in Japanese life, you know. So I got a job, and the company that I worked for helped to find me an apartment and find me health insurance and things like that. I saved up money by working in a restaurant. I saved up my money to pay for my plane ticket. And so I had sort of a few months to prepare myself. I kind of learned some basic Japanese. I read up on some books about Japanese culture, and then, you know, I kind of started to get myself ready. I didn't feel nervous at all. In fact, I was looking forward to it for the whole time. And then on the day when it came for me to leave, you know, I packed all my bags, and when I left, my mum was kind of upset because she was going to miss me, and she cried as I left. My dad took me to the airport. He took me to Heathrow Airport by car. Now, I'd already lived away from home for a few years, in fact, at university in Liverpool. So I already had experience of living away from home. And so, yeah, I felt fine. I didn't feel nervous or anything like that. I felt really confident until I got to the airport. And my dad dropped me off there at Heathrow Airport with my bags and said goodbye to me. And he left. And as soon as he left, I just suddenly felt really nervous and really scared. I was on my own. I was about to travel all the way around the world to a completely new country where I didn't speak the language really. I suddenly felt incredibly nervous. I'd never taken a long flight like that on my own. It was pretty awful, pretty weird, which was pretty strange. But I felt very nervous. I got on the plane and I had a very uncomfortable flight. Finally, eventually, the plane landed. And for some reason, as soon as the plane landed, I sort of felt okay. And we all got off the plane, got into the airport, and I realized, actually, no, this is all right. This is going to be fine. I kind of settled into my life in Japan, and it was fine. It was really great, in fact. The company that I worked for basically looked after me. They helped me find my apartment, helped to sort out health insurance and a mobile phone contract for me and things like that. So they looked after me, although they paid me peanuts. I mean, they didn't pay me very much. Paid me quite a low wage, particularly at the beginning on my probationary period. After about 6 months, I got a pay rise. But really, at that time, I didn't really know, to be honest, how to look after myself. I didn't eat a very balanced diet. Because I had hardly any money, I would often survive by eating cheap stuff that I didn't have to cook myself. For example, in Japan, they have these like little fast food places that sell bowls of rice and beef. It's called Gudon. They have a shop there called Yoshinoya, which I was quite fond of because it was.
Ahora dispone usted de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas.
I'd always been kind of fascinated in Japanese life, you know. So I got a job and the company that I worked for helped to find me an apartment and find me health insurance and things like that. I saved up money by working in a restaurant. I saved up my money to pay for my plane ticket. And so I had sort of a few months to prepare myself. I kind of learned some basic Japanese. I read up on some books about Japanese culture, and then, you know, I kind of started to get myself ready. I didn't feel nervous at all. In fact, I was looking forward to it for the whole time. And then on the day when it came for me to leave, you know, I packed all my bags. And when I left, my mum was kind of upset because she was going to miss me, and she cried as I left. My dad took me to the airport. He took me to Heathrow Airport by car. Now, I'd already lived away from home for a few years, in fact, at university in Liverpool. So I already had experience of living away from home. And so, yeah, I felt fine. I didn't feel nervous or anything like that. I felt really confident until I got to the airport. And my dad dropped me off there at Heathrow Airport with my bags and said goodbye to me. And he left. And as soon as he left, I just suddenly felt really nervous and really scared. I was on my own. I was about to travel all the way around the world to a completely new country where I didn't speak the language really. I suddenly felt incredibly nervous. I'd never taken a long flight like that on my own. It was pretty awful, pretty weird, which was pretty strange. But I felt very nervous. I got on the plane and I had a very uncomfortable flight. Finally, eventually, the plane landed. And for some reason, as soon as the plane landed, I sort of felt okay. And we all got off the plane, got into the airport, and I realized, actually, no, this is all right. This is going to be fine. I kind of settled into my life in Japan, and it was fine. It was really great, in fact. The company that I worked for basically looked after me. They helped me find my apartment, helped to sort out health insurance and a mobile phone contract for me and things like that. So they looked after me, although they paid me peanuts. I mean, they didn't pay me very much. Paid me quite a low wage, particularly at the beginning on my probationary period. After about 6 months, I got a pay rise. But really, at that time, I didn't really know, to be honest, how to look after myself. I didn't eat a very balanced diet because I had hardly any money. I would often survive by eating cheap stuff that I didn't have to cook myself. For example, in Japan, they have these like little fast food places that sell bowls of rice and beef. It's called gudon. They have a shop there called Yoshinoya, which I was quite fond of because it was...